Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host once again on this wonderful Friday afternoon. Glad to have you along. Today we'll be talking with folks from the Valley about a production they're doing up there, Valley Performing Arts, of course, I'm talking about. The show is called Anne of Avonlea, and it is it's based on the second book after Anne of Green Gables. We'll get to that in a moment. And my guests to talk about the show are Executive Director of Valley Performing Arts, Gary Forrester, always a welcome guest. Welcome to the show, Gary.
Thanks for having me back.
We also have two actors from the show, two first-timers here at Stage Talk. Make them feel welcome. We have Kayla Horning, who's playing Diana Barry, one of the parts in the show. Welcome to the show, Kayla.
Thank you.
We also have Kayla's mother, Laura Horning, who's playing the part of Marilla. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Oh, great to have all of you here. So I mentioned this is based on the second book of apparently eight that were written by Montgomery on the story of Anne.
Right.
The first one, Anne of Green Gables. So, Gary, why don't you give us a bit of the background of this story and how it relates to Anne of Green Gables?
Well, Anne of Green Gables starts out when Anne is first coming to the area. She's had this is her third foster family. And when she first shows up on their doorstep, she's picked up by Marilla's brother. Marilla's brother and Marilla have adopted Anne because they need help on the farm. And when Anne shows up, Marilla looks at her and says, "But you were supposed to get a boy."
And of course, Anne is not. Obviously not a boy.
So then Anne is a drama queen. So she pitches a fit. "Oh, nobody loves me." Anyway, long story short, she grows on the hearts of Marilla and her brother, stays, ingratiates herself into the community. And then by this point in Anne of Avonlea, she is getting ready to be a teacher. She's passed up on a scholarship to Redmond College. She has to stay back for a couple of years to take care of Marilla due to a health problem. I don't want to give everything away. So what you're seeing now is you've seen Anne go from a young lady, a girl, to a young woman starting vocation and all the things that happen in a shorter period of time before she starts going off to Redmond College. The show's done narratively. So it starts out with Anne talking to you as the audience and inviting you in and then telling the story about what's happened. It's a good story, well written.
And Laura, you play Marilla, who was, I guess, Anne's foster mother. Is that right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell us about your part.
Well, my part is very different from my actual personality. Marilla is very, very not cranky. She loves Anne dearly, but she doesn't. She's not demonstrative in that. And Gary has already said that Anne is very. She is a drama queen. She is very imaginative and loves big words and to think through things. And Marilla is very much. These are the facts, and this is the way it is. And there's no imagination and no excitement involved. And so the part is very fun to play because it's very different from my personality.
So you're not that kind of person.
Oh my goodness, I like imagination and laughing and playing and jumping.
and your daughter here is playing Diana, Kayla. And tell us about Diana.
She is Anne's best friend. So I think they meet pretty much right away in Anne of Green Gables. And so they've known each other for a while in Anne of Avonlea. And so Diana is just very, I don't know, she's just...
Is she a drama queen also?
A little bit, but not quite the extent of Anne.
But she's quite girly.
Yes, she's very girly, so that's hard.
is that like you now? Or are you
not, no.
So both you and your mother are playing completely opposite parts.
Pretty much, yeah.
I can testify.
Yes, Kayla is very Alaskan, and Diana Barry is not.
what do you mean by that?
Well, she gets scared easily there in the woods, and they hear their echo, and actually both Anne and Diana are very frightened, and... So
So you're saying that's how they're not like Alaskans, because Alaskans, we would not be afraid at all.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's just, she's very much, I guess, frilly, I guess. I don't know really how to describe.
Yes.
Gary?
You're not going to find Diana in Carhartts and flip-flops.
Exactly. Lace and frills and curls. That's Diana Barry.
But it's a nice counterbalance to Anne.
I bet it is. Right. Yeah. So how do you like playing the best friend of Anne?
It's very fun. It's very different than I'm used to, and so it took a while to get used to. But now that I've kind of gotten used to the part more, it's really fun.
I bet it is. And Laura, what's it like playing with your? Are you involved with your daughter as a character in the show?
Well, we were all excited that we were going to be in the show together, and we started reading the script again, and we realized we're only in one scene together. So as soon as she comes off, I go on, and vice versa. But we do have one scene that two scenes.
We have two scenes, apparently. You've been corrected by your
mind. Yes, she's always she's the detail person. So yeah, we have two scenes that we're actually on together, but we don't have a lot of interaction.
We don't really talk to each other.
Yes, but we talk a lot backstage together.
Well, I imagine you're watching her when she's rehearsing, yes. and also, Kaylee, you're watching your mom as she's rehearsing. And are you giving each other maybe notes, or is that not allowed?
Well, I a lot asked her, so am I being cranky enough? And she's very, very honest with me.
And she's always reminding me, stand up straighter, and all sorts of stuff like that.
Well, Gary, we know the director of the show. Give us his name again.
It's Kai West. It's a woman.
I'm sorry. Kai couldn't be here today, but you brought some ideas about what's being done directorially with the show, right?
Well, Kai's did a lot of research before she even picked the script. She had two or three different versions of the script, and she liked this one because it was more immersive. It was expandable to a larger cast, because the story isn't really just about Anne. It's about the community. And this touched Kai's heart specifically because the story takes place in Canada. So Kai spent her elementary years in Canada. Kai was adopted. Kai has a very large imagination, and she's also a school teacher. So this story hit Kai on so many levels.
So Kai is Anne.
So Kai is Anne. And she's been able to develop a cast that is probably, if I had to hazard a guess, 90% new to the stage, which is always exciting for us. New blood is good blood. Mm-hmm. And she's been able to develop the characters to where everybody is involved in what's going on, and ownership is real. A big part of this, being able to get on stage and believe what you want to do. So she's done that very well. And is it a period piece? You know, costuming, scenic direction, and everything has to marry very well. And she's done a good job courting that with her staff. So when the people step on stage, the audience is going to know, wow, this is a period piece. We know where they're at. And the characterizations and the character development with Laura and Kayla and Amanda Mayer, who's playing Anne, has been very well done. We're excited about it.
Sounds great. For those of you just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. My guests today are from Valley Performing Arts. We're talking about the show that opens next week and runs through March the 13th, Anne of Avonlea. And we're talking with Gary Forrester, who's the executive director of Valley Performing Arts, along with Kayla Horning, who's playing the part of Diana, and Laura Horning, her mother, who's playing the part of Marilla, who is the stepmom of Anne of Green Gables, now Anne of Avonlea. I want to ask a question here to any of you here. Many people know at least the title of Anne of Green Gables and maybe have seen a movie or read the book. Do they need to know that story to really enjoy this play?
No, not at all. This play actually begins with a recap of Anne of Green Gables. And so the first 10 minutes or so is actually just a really quick, she's just remembering her life. And those remembrances are the whole story in a nutshell. And so you get all of the highlights. If you do know it, then it does add to that.
So if you know the first story, you probably get some of the references during the play, but it's not necessary to do that.
No, not at all.
And I imagine this, you know, we live in a world today of movies always have, you know, sequels and prequels and so forth and so on.
Right.
This is kind of a sequel, but not really, is it? It just takes the story farther.
Exactly. It's just a little more of her life, and as she and her friends have grown up, and the things that are happening in the community, and a few new people are introduced, and but it's just Anne's life, and it's just a continuation of her life.
Her life in Canada and her life, as Gary mentioned, is a period piece.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Valley Performing Arts always does wonderful costumes and scenery. Oh, tell correct. Us a bit yes. about some of that, or maybe...
Kayla has lots of fun. That's what she came home saying. I get so many costumes because Diana Barry is a rich little girl or young lady. And so she's got lots of pretty costumes. And
yeah, so lots of the very long skirts, of course, and... poofy sleeves and frilly lace everywhere. And
that must help you get into character, huh?
It does.
Because you said before, she's a lot different from, and I shouldn't say this is a lot different from you, but you know, you're, she's wearing these frilly clothes.
Well, that's one thing just last night. that we discovered. Anne, actually, when Amanda was talking, saying that, you know what, when I put on the costume, I become Anne. And so there's something about putting on the costume. It puts you back in. It puts you into the time period and allows you to feel, it allows her to feel just a little bit older than she actually is. It allows those who aren't necessarily used to wearing dresses to feel a little bit more girly. And so it allows you to become the person better. And our costumers are incredible. They've done such a good job. They're beautiful, and it's fun to watch them do something that I couldn't do.
Interesting. And Gary, the show opens next week, as we mentioned.
It does.
It's still in rehearsal now.
Still in rehearsal now.
Are you having anybody come by to see the show as sort of a test audience? Or
we always do that. The director always invites people from outside the show to come in to do what we call an intelligibility test. You want to make sure that people can be understood on stage, that they're projecting properly, that the lines are being understood and things like that, and to give a little bit of feedback. I myself am doing that as well with Kai, and it's always good to have some outside feedback, especially for those that aren't familiar with the story. Say, I was understanding this and things like that. And we found that it does, it makes for a better production when we do that.
That's a great idea, because the more you do it, the more you think you're saying what you're saying, but you don't know if you're actually saying
right. And as a director, we get used to what's going on stage. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, for lack of a better words, we get ingratiated in what's going on and we take it for granted, but you can't do that.
Well, we know the story. We know what they're saying.
Yeah.
We don't have to hear it. We know.
Well, it's been a delight having you guys on the show here. This is Valley Performing Arts and the production of Anne of Avonlea, opening next Friday. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? And running through March the 13th. My guests today have been Gary Forster, Kayla Horning, and Laura Horning from Valley Performing Arts. Thanks for being on the show today, guys.
Thanks for having us back, Steve.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, please visit alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. Anchorage Dinner Theater is presenting Lounge Lizards by Terry Earp at the Anchorage Lofts Hotel, with performances Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. through February the 21st. This is a dinner show, so dinner is served 1/2 hour before the curtain, so make sure you show up early to get some food. For more information, please go to anchoragedinnertheater.com. Anchorage Community Theater is presenting Over the River and Through the Woods by Joe DiPietro, running through this weekend, closing this weekend, with curtain times at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, please visit actalaska.org. TBA Theater is presenting the ever-popular Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at a kind of unusual place for them, at the Beartooth Theater on Thursday, February the 18th, for only one show. So for more information, please visit tbatheater.org. Perseverance Theater is back in town and be bringing another show next week with Our Voices Will Be Heard by Vera Starboard, performing at the Sydney Lawrence Theater and the PAC, February the 19th through the 28th. For more information, please go to centertix.net. Pulse Dance Company will be performing in the E.R. Brown Auditorium in Grant Hall on the campus of Alaska Pacific University, February 19th through the 28th, with curtain times Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Sundays. For more info, please visit pulsedancecompany.org. And finally, Valley Performing Arts is opening Anne of Avonlea by Joseph Robinette, based on the book by L.M. Montgomery, February 19th through March the 13th, with performances Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. For more information, please contact valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for me this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.